In this world, the human being, every individual has a desire, has a wish to have a good, pure, clean, full of blessings, full of mercies, full of piety, pious good deeds, life, that he wants to spend a life such as this, like that. And there will not be any man or woman, individual, who doesn't have this desire. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, for the human being, for the mu'mineen, for the believers, Allah ta'ala has very easily fulfilled this desire. We don't understand though. We don't understand. Life, along with life, with difficulties, problems, lack of blessings, barakah, tests, trials, they're all there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the mu'min, believer, clean, pure, pak, worry-free, content life, full of barakah, everything should have the mercy and blessings of Allah. Allah ta'ala has prepared for this. Allah has designed this. And what is the design? The life design? Very simple. Allah ta'ala stated that for such a life, brilliant life, I've done a beautiful preparation and design. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Subhanallah. The Quran is saying this. The Quran is saying this. That if you want to live such a life, then my Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam start to implement his sunnahs. That's the clear message. All the barakat, the blessings, mercies, all of the positives of life, the ni'mas, Allah's treasures, His blessings, His karam, His grace, kindness, generosity is instilled in what? Within the methodology of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's lifestyle, sunnah. If we live our life like that, very straightforward method. لَقَدْ كَانَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Allah Ta'ala says that you will be successful in this world and the hereafter. Two methods. One is following our desires, the way we want to live. To live according to our own methods, opinions. And the other tariqah method is what Allah Ta'ala said, that live your life like this. So which way is the better way? Obviously what Allah Ta'ala has said and designed. So why doesn't this statement penetrate our brains? Why don't we think? We cry and lament and problems and magic spells and trances and this and that, crying and complaining. Well, this is one way, method. You can never be a failure. The individual who designs his life, implements his life according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You want to have problems at home, problems amongst your children, problems in your business. Challenges come. But Allah Ta'ala's assistance will continue to come and Allah's mercies will continue to come. And automatically the path will open. Allah says in the Quran, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهُ, that from such places, corners, directions, I will straighten your affairs that you cannot even imagine. How will this happen? How did this occur? I didn't even think. How did Allah give me this? I didn't even think about this. And this has come into my life. So, this is one method. That we straighten our life, align our lives in accordance to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Every action, any action, and take it. That Allah has given the order in the Quran. So there's no action of life within our life. There cannot be any action that we do not get the example via the Prophet ﷺ. No, it cannot be. The Prophet ﷺ, he came with the full design of life. All the noble companions were shown that, and they imitated him, more than 124,000 companions. They shared that knowledge and sent it onwards. Such ulama, scholars, a'imma, pious scholars, muhaddiths, hadith scholars. Allah Ta'ala created them and pick up all the hadith kitabs. You'll see one message. All the kitabs, you'll see one message. And it will tell you the lifestyle, method, implement. How the Prophet did wudu, how he did hajj, how did he pray salah. And his name, Babu Salah, Babu Hajj, Babu Zakah. And the hadith in there, and those hadith are mentioned in all the kitabs, and that's the ilm, that's knowledge. That's what we call knowledge, ilm. Is this the case or not? So a mu'min, this is the ilm for the mu'min, the greatest knowledge for the mu'min. There are two ways. One is to follow our opinions, and what we think is better. One is the tariqah of the Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Example, I'll give a small example to you. Drinking water. Drinking water. I'll just give you a very small so-called example. that even a minor action, we can't even do this according to our desires. Even this, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, according to the hikmahs, wisdoms, there are many proofs contained how to drink water. No, we have a virus. We have a virus that's spreading across the world. There's no vaccine at the moment. But the research says that if a person washes his hands 5 times a day or whenever he eats, then he won't get the virus. He won't get germs, bacteria. But it's something we need to believe in. Who does this? Does a woman do this or not? 5 times a day he does wudu, ablution. Oh, it's difficult to do wudu. Allah Ta'ala, whatever He's given to us as a lifestyle, what the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has demonstrated, there are massive wisdoms behind every action. As I said, all the sunnahs are rahmah, barakat, rahmah of Allah. Every part of his life in his tariqah is rahmah and mercy of Allah. Blessings. Yes? His footsteps, his imitation. The footstep of the Nabi takes you the path to paradise. And what introduces you to Allah? The methods of the sunnah, subhanAllah. When you go into Jannah, through this tariqah. If you want Allah's ma'rifah, it's through this tariqah, the sunnah. If you want to be Allah's friend and wali, you have to follow this tariqah, the sunnah. If you want Allah's rada, pleasure, you have to follow this tariqah, the sunnah. This tariqah, you cannot bypass this and reach anywhere. Never. Remember this point. The sunnah, if you bypass it, wipe it, cut it out, you cannot get anywhere. All the destinations are via the path of the sunnah, from this one path. That's it. If you are the loyal servant of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you will attain Allah's nearness. That's it. So brother, sunnah, amal, why don't we do it? Drinking water, I'll give you the example. Drinking water. Drink it, your stomach will be full. You can lie down and drink it. You can walk and drink it. Stand and drink it. Stand up on your head and drink it. Water will go into your stomach, won't it? Isn't everyone in the world doing it? Stand up and eat. Lie down and eat. Talk, chit-chat and eat. And stand on the pavement and eat. In the car and eat. You see all this, don't you? The stomach's being filled, isn't it? Because people are hungry. But if that same water that's being drank, we see how did the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam drink this water. And the reason that we are mu'mins, we should have so much yaqeen, certainty, that to imitate the Holy Prophet is the best of actions. The best of actions. Have this mindset. In every action of this was nur ala nur. Light beyond light. Light beyond light. Total illumination. Illumination beyond illumination beyond illumination. Light beyond light. Nur on ala nur. Every sunnah action. So the noble companions, they looked, they watched, they understood. Allah gave them aql. They never considered anything as esteem. They looked at each other and asked, "You came from the company of the Prophet ﷺ, from his majlis. What did you see? What did you hear?" He said, "Nothing. Just sat there. There was just one thing." He said that the cloth that was beneath the dhoti the Prophet ﷺ was wearing, the izhar, the lungi sharif, the Prophet ﷺ said that keep this above the ankles. Otherwise there's be adab. If you lower the garment below the ankles, the sahabi heard that. He wasn't even there in the gathering. What did he do? The dhoti he was wearing, first he lowered his sticks, the wood of his head, all the sticks, put them on the pavement, and then he took the garment below the ankles and ripped it. He said, "You in a rush, you could have gone home and do this." He said, "How can this be? How can this be? The Prophet ﷺ tariqah has reached me and I delay and go home? And go home and do this? Can you guarantee me that I won't die before I get home?" SubhanAllah. Morning, evening, ulama ikram tell us why speech is the belief. This sunnah, practice sunnah, but this doesn't penetrate our brain cells. Then we cry, we got problems, worries, I got mad, I got stressed because we've left the tariqah. That's it. You can have the biggest problem and challenge in life, but you need to research what's the method of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with this. If any big problem comes, don't ask anybody. Go towards the sunnah. How did the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at this time, what did he say? What should we do in this moment? Close your eyes, blindly follow that sunnah. Blindly follow that sunnah. That's the amount of yaqeen you should have. Blindly follow that sunnah. That's it. We've reached the guidance of reason. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if this occurs, do this. If this issue occurs, do this. If this obstacle comes, then do this. If these problems arise, then do this solution. That's it, end of story. That's it, end of story. End of problem. Solutions. That there will be no one greater than the Prophet ﷺ to teach you the solution. No peer, no fakir, nothing. No one greater than Nabi ﷺ. If the Prophet ﷺ has prescribed the solution, end of story. That's it. That should be our belief. Yaqeen. But we want to practice and oppose him. We say we don't want to drink water, then we have stomachache, problems, issues, diseases, spiritual diseases on top of physical diseases inside the person. Spiritual diseases come into that person who doesn't follow sunnah. And another point, listen, the Prophet ﷺ sunnah, if we do amal on his sunnah, practice his sunnah, Water, you sit down and drink according to the sunnah. Now what will the benefit? The one you could stand and drink is gone in, drink coke, it's going in your stomach, and the urine's coming out, you're happy, yeah, I'm fine, I'm okay. But Allah's Nabi says, if you drink according to His methodology, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then what will happen, subhanAllah? First and foremost, Allah is pleased. Number one, benefit, Allah is happy. Allah is happy, Allah says in the Quran. The Quran says that if you want to get near to me, there's only one way. One sunnah, if you do amal on this, you will get close to me. Allah says, practice more sunnahs, you get more close to Allah. The more you practice the sunnah, you'll become my beloved, says Allah. That's it. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ لَفَتَّبِعُونِي. Quran, Surah Al-Imran. No other ibadah, no other worship. All today, if we swear and promise from morning, all day long, whatever action I'm going to do from tomorrow, the Holy Prophet says, the sunnah, according to that, I'm going to practice. Until the evening, alhamdulillah, your darajat levels will increase so much you cannot imagine. You cannot imagine. No, I don't want to do that. Chilla, wazifa, prayer, recitation, but nothing can be achieved. Nothing. What a beautiful ibadah, worship, and Allah's happy, number one. Benefit number one, Allah's happy with the sunnah. Man nahabba sunnati fa man nahabbani. The Prophet now speaks that I don't need nothing from you, my colleague, nothing. Do you love my sunnah? I will also love you. I'm yours. Benefit number two. Benefit number two. Subhanallah. Guarantee from the Prophet now. Say subhanallah. Guarantee from Allah. Guarantee from Rasulullah. The person who becomes Allah's beloved, who becomes the beloved of Allah's Nabi, tell me then what will be his maqam, his level, his status. Tell me his rank. His rank. Can you get this from any other worship? No. Now sunnah, sunnah. Okay, now we're talking about akhirah. Now dunya, let's come to the dunya benefit. Benefit of the dunya now with the sunnah. Whatever action you do according to the sunnah of the Prophet, straight away barakah will come into the action. Immediately barakah, blessings, it will increase. Noor will come, light will come into it. Guaranteed that amal will be accepted. Third benefit that was. Next benefit. Worldly benefit. Yes, so you become high in the world. It's a guaranteed action. With benefit. Next benefit. Not just this, that you've drank water only in the action and you filled your stomach. No, rather what will happen is that that will become a beautiful, superior form of worship for you, that you drank water. Just like you pray tahajjud. What is tahajjud? Ibadah. You do dhikr, it'll be ibadah. You do tasbih, it's ibadah. Worship. In the same, we think these are worship actions. So what's here now? Whichever action you do, even drinking water, according to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tariqa methodology, if you drink it, then it becomes ibadah, worship. Worship. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. And tomorrow, we don't do this. Are these points I'm saying penetrating our brain cells? Are they? Okay, fine. So what does this become? Ibadah. It's not wudu, it's not other worship. What kind of ibadah is it? Man ahaya sunnati inda fasad al ummati. فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ مِئَاتُ الشَّهِيدِ Mishkat hadith. Hadith. That whoever follows one sunnah of my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and if he revives it, when? In the times of fasad. What is fasad? The day and age generation when people will be living lives according to their desires. Making the face the way, keeping the beard the way he wants. Somebody's trimmed his beard, cut his beard, shaped his beard, woman's taken off the burqa. That day and age, everyone's following their lifestyle according to their desires, opinions. No one's looking. There's their standard. What's the criteria? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everyone's following their opinions, desires. And this is called the generation of fasad. Day and age of fasad. This is the worst age and generation before Qiyamah. Close to Qiyamah, the worst generation and the worst and worst of times will be when people will shun the sunnah, disregard the sunnah, and they will uphold the strange way of life. From morning until evening, that person who's a mu'min, so-called mu'min, believer, eating, drinking, living, clothes, appearance, face, libas, attire, ibadah, worship, coming to the masjid, going into the masjid, everything A to Z will be according to his desires and whims and opinions, according to his nafs. He will be the worst generation, that will be the worst generation. And you'll see no solution that all Muslims look like each other or are practicing like each other. There'll be no qawm, no nation, no people. That mashallah, they all look the same. They're mu'mins. They're doing the right thing. Where have they come from, this nation? We won't see this. The generation will be very poor. Very poor state. Where will people go? Left, right, up, down? This is the worst generation. And this is the sign before Qiyamah. That time Dajjal will be in his deep, close. And he will grab the society, because the biggest tool we have is the sunnah of the Prophet to save ourselves from Dajjal, from Kharafa. There's no other tariqah that can save us from Dajjal. There's no other tariqah method. There's one tool that Dajjal will be hit with. There's only one resource that can oppose Dajjal. What's that? The sunnah of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, his sunnah sharifa. Only one tool will oppose Dajjal. Because Dajjal will say, come, hey, I take this person's life, then he'll bring him back to life. You'll show the magic. People will be in awe. He'll say, look, I'll show you Jannah, this and that. He'll show all the magic spells, karamat, miracles, not mirages, not miracles, mirages, visions, and that person, people will prostrate to him, they'll bow to him, because we are weak in deen so much, because we've left the sunnah, then we'll think that this person's fantastic, and we'll be in awe of him. We won't trust anyone else except him. We'll say, yeah, he's right, Dajjal, let's follow him. This would be a big adab and punishment of leaving the sunnah of Rasulullah at that time. So this is called the generation of fasad. So when that time comes, that time the Holy Prophet said that if a person grabs hold of my one sunnah in the days and age of fasad, even if it's the way to sit, or how to smile, how to use a miswak, how to apply fragrance, these are not minor actions. If a person applies the fragrance and leaves home with this niyah, I want to please my colleague, Allah's Nabi says, hadith comes, that person's forgiveness will be given to him, granted. Because he's pleasing someone with the good fragrance on his body. Subhanallah. Great actions. Close your eyes, blindly follow the sunnah from today. Blindly follow the sunnah. Then what habits should we accumulate in our lives? Who should we imitate? The Prophet. If there's no sunnah in our actions, then consider you're an empty box and nothing can save that individual. Nothing. Oh, we say this is a minor thing, it's not important. We carry on living our lives, but mustaqil, continuity should be called sunnah. But you'll never be happy, you'll have problems, issues, tricks, ups and downs, total destruction. Total destruction. Me and you, we can see this in our homes. How much different types of cultures we see in our homes, in our own families today. Have an assessment. Do this one. One prays salah, the other member of the household doesn't pray salah, someone's doing this, someone's doing that. In one household, you'll see thousands of different methodologies. It's fitna and fasad. Fitna and fasad. Then on top of that, I don't know what's wrong at home. Someone's done magic on us, and ghosts and magic, and then there's another attack of shaitan. He'll make you go to shirk. No, this can't be. Why is this happening to us? Why are there problems in our home? Someone's put magic on us and dumb on us, and someone's done this trick on us, and jinns and shaitan. But we don't know what's happening in our homes. That if you practice one sunnah, if you leave one sunnah, the darkness, trials, tribulations, fitan, that if one action of ours opposes the sunnah of Rasulullah, destruction comes with us. One action. One action. And us, all day long, our parents is away from the sunnah, our libas, attire, lifestyle, actions, nothing is related to the sunnah. But all we know is we should have halal chicken for dinner. And even if we don't get that as a punishment, Allah Ta'ala is feeding us haram. Keep on eating haram. Keep on eating haram. Even the halal doesn't come to the food. That's a punishment. Today, that even if we get proper zamzam, even that is a ni'mah. The boxes we get of zamzam, forget the stories. If we go into those stories. Brothers, this is the generation of fasad. Allah has given punishments. Why? Because we have forgotten His Habib, so Allah has forgotten us. End of story. That's it. So our life, every breath, every second should be according to the sunnah of Rasulullah. How can it be? Believe it. Can it be that a person opposes the Nabi and he follows that path? How can he attain Allah's nearness without the path? Shaykh Saadi Ramda said, has it ever occurred that a person practices a life in opposition to the Prophet and he says he's successful? Are you mad? Are you stupid? You're preparing for Jahannam. Hell. You're preparing for hell. Cannot even be that sometimes you practice sunnah, sometimes you leave what you like and then you leave and you like this and eating sweet and you follow this sunnah but you don't like other sunnahs. What sort of sunnah lifestyle is that? Make a true promise, brothers. Do you? Firm promise? It's your benefit. The Quran is taking promises from us that if you want a good lifestyle, free from distress, worries, full of barakat, blessings, ni'mas, treasures, then every action, when you're about to do any action, consider before that, the yar, did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi permit this action? No, it's okay, it's alright nowadays, kids are doing this, sons are doing something else, daughters doing something else, what ta'aleem do? We'll never ask them that, what is the principle of sharia? No, it's okay, let them do it, it's okay, it's happening nowadays, everyone's doing it, we've got to do it, but then you'll see the result. How will the good, positive result come out of the action? Brothers, it's a very important principle we need to ask ourselves about. And this is a disease. And the other disease that we need to think about, that's why we're talking, brothers, is that Allah Ta'ala, how has He seated us here so that we can have discussion based on Islah rectification? I'm not telling you about Heer Ranjha stories or folk tales or criticizing people and tell you other Jackanory folk tales. No, I have this pain that I want to correct myself. So if I want to correct myself, then I should talk to others as well and share my pain. So we gather before dhikr, I just share a few points so that the deficiencies within me, I can get rid of them. And if you like that, you can get rid of your deficiencies. Say subhanAllah. Yes, no criticism anyone, no point anybody down. We're all patients in the hospital. I'm the biggest patient in front of you all. Yeah, and I'm crying in front of you. So it's not that I'm crying about you, I'm thinking about myself. Am I practicing sunnah? Somehow I need to practice sunnah. Somehow someone practices more, someone less. We need to share amongst each other, have fikr for each other, that tomorrow what will happen to us in the qabr, in the grave, how much amal do we have in the life? So that, for example, consider and analyze the deeds, that how much am I doing correct and how am I doing non-correct. So another point, because this is the day and age of fasad, fitna that we're living in. So if we said, oh, what sunnah are you talking about? Sunnah, this sunnah, anyway, I'm doing it. We even say this, what sunnah are you talking about? It's okay, we don't need to do it. And nowadays we need to be very careful. If you say to somebody, you advise someone, then somebody criticizes sunnah, then it takes that person towards kufr. What sunnah? What is sunnah are you talking about? Not necessarily. What are you talking about? People speak like this, astaghfirullah. They answer, oh, come, believe this, what you're saying. Oh, what are you talking about? This, we're in the modern age. Modern age, just practice fard. They don't even know that what is meaning of fard, what is the meaning of sunnah. They don't even know the difference between fard and sunnah. Allahu Akbar. This dunya that we're living in, we need to understand. There's an event in a recording, a hadith, that's coming to my mind, so I'd like to share it with you, present it to you for my rectification. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that look, listen, فَأَنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ the guidance is coming from the Prophet. The Prophet stated, advised, this is an order, an instruction, statement that look, do this, that when you wake up after the night, then wash your hands. Now everybody needs to practice this. Say subhanAllah. This is a sunnah that's coming now. Teaching. Somebody wakes up the way he wants or the way he wants. How should we wake up? In this tariqah, with this methodology. The Holy Prophet tells him that, look, what it seems insignificant. We get up in the morning, a person does this, he gets up to drink water, he gets up in his way of method. The Prophet is teaching us the adab, that when you wake up after the night, after sleeping, whenever you get up, what should you do? Directly wash, don't put your hand direct into the water. Like into the, you know, for drinking the water or for wudu. No, Nabi Sallallahu said, don't just put your hands directly in there. The water that you're going to use for wudu, for drinking. First wash your hands. Because you don't know your hand in the night. Where were your hands in the night? SubhanAllah. These are the words of the hadith. The words of the hadith. Yes, guidance. Guidance. You don't know where your hands have spent the night. Where they've been. Do you understand what the hadith? So when you wake up, first, that before utilizing your hands, before doing anything, wash your hands, because you don't know that your hands, where they've spent the night, not you, but where your hands have spent the night. SubhanAllah. This is hadith. Guidance. Now the person will speak. What's this you're talking about? What's this? This is our attitude today. What kind of guidance is this teaching? It says, wash the hands. Where have the nights been spent? The hands were with me. You'll start joking. The hands were with me. How can you say, where did my hands spend the night? I was here, my hands were here. What difference does it make? No. Don't say that. Night, your sleep. Unconscious. Sometimes it's shown when somebody hears a hadith or a sunnah, when somebody speaks, then there's a punishment if somebody opposes that. The punishment is received. That's why we're in this bad state. Not always shown physically, but we're in a bad state. So a person goes to sleep, when he woke up in the morning, his hand, where was it? It was trapped in the back, in his back. He couldn't bring it out from behind his back. Hand was defunct. This is the hand that you were joking about when you put down the sunnah. So we think for ourselves. Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when a sunnah comes in front of us, is told to us, advice, how dare we oppose it, speak against it, because the punishment has been communicated. Immediately in the morning, his face had changed. The hadith states that before the imam, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is a sunnah, before the imam, that what should you do? Don't bow down into ruku. Don't go into sajda. That when the imam moves into ruku, then go into ruku. Or sajda. Prostration is the principle. One person says, what's this? What difference does it make if I go before him or after him? Sunnah's coming. Teaching's coming. Don't oppose it. And what's the punishment? The person who does this, his face will become like a donkey. Like a donkey. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said it. He said, oh, it doesn't make a difference. He can go a bit before. Allah wanted to show the punishment. He joked and mocked the sunnah. He said that when he picked his head up, his face had become the face of the donkey. Hadith, punishment. It's in the world these incidents occur. So tell me now that we've become horses today, donkeys today, animals today. So the Prophet has told us something. If we criticize it, mock it, tell me. Immediately that punishment starts. Sahih al-Bukhari. Nisa'i and Abu Dawood. There's a hadith I'm remembering now. Tabarani. In these narrations, there's a hadith. Hazrat Ibn Abbas, Hazrat Abu Huraira, radiyallahu anhum ajmain. I'm talking about today's day and age. Today's day and age. What's the reason for our ruin and loss today? For our destruction. What's the reason behind all of this? All these hadith, there's a subject that comes out. That man who imitates the women, or the women who imitate the men. Folk, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Lana, curse on those people. Curse. Another hadith comes. That woman who imitates men's lifestyle, or the men who imitate the women's lifestyle, Lanat, curse on those people, on the men, on those women. Mushabat, on their imitation, on their copying. The opposite sex. A woman, if she wears the men's attire, dress, clothes, or the man who wears women's clothes, curse on that man and curse on that woman. So today in society, what will be our consequences? Allah Ta'ala doesn't always show. The hukum has come. So if you go against it, as soon as you go against it, lanat, the curse starts. Lanat is that person. Now you can make yourself up, I can't see the lanat, there's no curse on me, I'm fine. But I'm giving you the examples. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that it happens if I've said it, then it will occur. If I've said it, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Who can stop it? Who can stop it? And if you die, you'll see after your death, you'll stand up a cursed person. Because you implemented the action, those actions, about which I said there's curse on those actions. So you'll become a cursed person. Cursed person. So brothers, life, we need to pull ourselves together. Let's go towards the real, genuine objective of life. So the real purpose or reason behind our ruin, our bad state of affairs today, is because of our lifestyles that are against the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then we talk rubbish on top of that, nonsense. Where's it written? Where's the proof? Why do I have to do this? Why you said this? How dare we say this? Never on your tongue say this. Put the padlock. Whenever you hear the hadith, the sunnah, praise it. Everything's great. Everything's great. Never criticize. Never imagine criticizing the sunnah. Never imagine. Except you are in error. You're not practicing. You're weak. May Allah give me tawfiq. Cry, Allah. Why don't Allah love the sunnah? Why do I say it's not necessary? Why do I say, why do you have to do it? This is the punishment on my head. So then you'll come to the right. Definitely that punishment will come. Allah said, that action you're doing, you're criticizing, neglecting, that's a punishment. That's a punishment. If you don't feel it now, if you don't feel it now, it doesn't mean you're not getting the punishment. The punishment is present. Allah Ta'ala has put the punishment behind the veil. Doesn't always show it. Yeah. That otherwise we'd all see each other like dogs and cats with the punishment. No, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned the hadith, given the examples. For the people of wisdom that say enough, that don't ever make the mistake of making that sin. And alhamdulillah, if Allah gives us gatherings like this, majalis like this, good opportunity to sit in the company of good people, and they repeat those same hadith and teachings for this reason, so we can refresh the message in our brains. Say subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala also prepares this for us. Allah prepares. Allah Ta'ala reminds our nafs, our desires, takes us to good places, seats us in front of pious people, friends of Allah, good people, upright people. Allah takes us to the company, so that work is ongoing, continuous. Allah Ta'ala wants to take us out of the darkness, out of Jahannam, because we are the Ummah of the Prophet. So these gatherings are present, they're on offer, they're available. Allah says, go there, refresh your deen, your teachings. So everything we've heard today is refreshed our iman. And the summary of this is what? Whatever action we are doing, if we do it against the sunnah of the Holy Prophet, there'll be a punishment attached to it, there'll be no barakah in the action, no blessing in the action, and all of that will take you towards destruction hereafter. But whatever action you do according to the sunnah of the Prophet, it will become worship, there will be blessing in the action, there will be mercy in the action, everything beneficial will come from the action. Subhanallah. So will we do this, brothers? So see, it's our choice, and the ball is in our court now. Don't cry after this. And if there are problems, go in front of the mirror, look at your face. That my face, who does it look like? Is it according to the sunnah of the Rasulullah? Is my libas according to the sunnah? Is my life according to the sunnah? In my house, family, my children, my family, are they living the life of the sharia according to the sunnah? And then you'll cool yourself down. Cool yourself down. And it's open book. Open book, not hidden. Open and reveal. And we can then accept that I'm living a life against the sunnah. So we want to be corrected. We want to come on the right path. Nothing to be scared about. Nothing to be afraid of. No problem. No worry. No haram. No, I'm not going to. Kullun haram. No, go. Leave this. Leave this. Not good. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen. Recite the Rushdie.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد نبي الأمي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وامرنا كل ذلك عندنا. اللهم ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم صمتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واشهدنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا قاضي الحاجات اقض حاجاتنا. يا دافي البليات ادفع بلياتنا. يا شافي الأمراض اشفع مرادنا. اللهم اغفنا في بدني. اللهم اغفنا في سمعي. اللهم اغفنا في بصري. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.